We ain't moving. It ain't even up for discussion.
Oh, really?
Really.
Chris gives me a bit of a smile.
This is awkward.
My cheeks are hot, and I'm glad I'm too brown for it to show. Yeah. Awkward. He takes my hand and taps his fingertips against my fingertips, one at a time. He laces his fingers through mine, and we let our arms swing together in the space between us. Daddy comes in and slams the door behind him. He zeroes straight in on our joined hands. Chris doesn't let go. Point for my boyfriend.
We'll talk later, Star.
Daddy marches out.
If this were a rom-com, Chris says, you'd be Zoe Saldana, and I'd be Ashton Kutcher.
Huh? He sips his juice.
This old movie, Guess Who? I caught it when I had the flu a few weeks ago. Zoe Saldana dated Ashton Kutcher. Her dad didn't like that she was seeing a white guy. That's us.
Except this isn't funny, I say.
It can be.
Nah. What's funny, though, is that you watched a rom-com.
Hey, he cries. It was hilarious. More of a comedy than a rom-com. Bernie Mac was her dad. That guy was hilarious, one of the kings of comedy. I don't think it can be called a rom-com simply because he was in it.
Okay. You get points for knowing Bernie Mac and that he was a king of comedy.
Everyone should know that.
True, but you don't get a pass. It was still a rom-com. I won't tell anyone, though. I lean over to kiss his cheek, but he moves his head, giving me no choice but to kiss him on the mouth. Soon, we're making out, right there in my uncle's kitchen.
Hem, hem!
Somebody clears their throat. Chris and I separate so fast. I thought embarrassment was having my boyfriend hear my parents argue. Nope. Embarrassment is having my mom walk in on me and Chris making out. Again. Don't y'all think y'all should let each other breathe? She says. Chris blushes down to his Adam's apple.
I should go.
He leaves with a quick goodbye to Mama. She raises her eyebrows at me. Are you taking your birth control pills?
Mommy!
Answer my question, are you?
Yes, I groan, putting my face on the countertop.
When was your last cycle?
Oh, my Lord.
I lift my head and flash the fakest of fake smiles. We're fine. Promise.
Y'all got some nerve. Your daddy was barely out the driveway and y'all slobbering all over each other. You know how Maverick is.
Are we staying out here tonight? The question catches her off guard. Why would you think that? Because you and daddy had a disagreement, that's all.
A disagreement the whole neighborhood heard, plus one the other night.
Star, we're okay. Don't worry about it. Your father's being your father. Outside, somebody honks his car horn a bunch of times. Mama rolls her eyes.
Speaking of your father, I guess Mr. I'm gonna slam doors needs me to move my car so he can leave.
She shakes her head and heads toward the front. I throw Chris's juice away and search the cabinets. Aunt Pam may be picky when it comes to drinks, but she always buys good snacks, and my stomach is talking. I get some graham crackers and slather peanut butter on them. So good. Devante comes in the kitchen.
Can't believe you dating a white boy.
He sits next to me and steals a graham cracker sandwich.
A wigger at that.
Excuse you? I say, with a mouthful of peanut butter. Here's not a wigger.
Please. Dude wearing J's. White boys wear Converse and Vans, not no J's, unless they trying to be black.
Really? My bad. I didn't know shoes determined somebody's race. He can't say anything to that, like I thought.
What you see in him anyway, for real? All them dudes in Garden Heights who would get with you in a second and you looking at Justin Bieber?
I point in his face. Don't call him that. And what dudes? Nobody in Garden Heights is checking for me. Hardly anybody knows my name. Hell, even you called me Big Mav's daughter who work in the store.
Cause you don't come around, he says. I ain't never seen you at a party, nothing.
Without thinking, I say, you mean parties where people get shot at? And as soon as it leaves my mouth, I feel like shit. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. He stares at the countertop.
It's cool. Don't worry about it.
We quietly nibble on graham crackers. I say. The silence is brutal. Uncle Carlos and Aunt Pam are cool. I think you'll like it here. He bites another graham cracker. They can be corny sometimes, but they're sweet. They'll look out for you. Knowing Aunt Pam, she'll treat you like Ava and Daniel. Uncle Carlos will probably be tougher. If you follow the rules, you'll be okay.
Khalil talked about you sometimes,
Devante says.
Huh? You said nobody knows you, but Khalil talked about you. I ain't know that was you, he says, but he talked about his friend Star. He said you were the coolest girl he knew.
Some peanut butter gets stuck in my throat, but it's not the only reason I swallow. How did you know? Oh, yeah. Both of y'all were king lords. I swear to God, whenever I think about Khalil falling into that life, it's like watching him die all over again. Yeah, Khalil matters, and not the stuff he did, but I can't lie and say it doesn't bother me, or it's not disappointing. He knew better.
Devante says, Khalil wasn't a king lord, Star.
But at the funeral, King put the bandana on him.
To save face, Devante says. He tried to get Khalil to join, but Khalil said nah. Then a cop killed him, so, you know, all the homies riding for him now. King not about to admit that Khalil turned him down, so he got folks thinking that Khalil rep king lords.
Wait, I say, how do you know he turned King down?
Khalil told me in the park one day. We was posted up.
So y'all sold drugs together?
Yeah, for King.
Oh.
He didn't want to sell drugs, Star,
Devante says.
Nobody really want to do that shit. Khalil ain't have much of a choice, though.
Yeah, he did, I say thickly.
No, he didn't. Look, his mama stole some shit from King. King wanted her dead. Khalil found out and started selling to pay the debt.
What?
Yeah, that's the only reason he started doing that shit. Trying to save her.
I can't believe it. Then again, I can. That was classic Khalil. No matter what his mama did, he was still her knight, and he was still gonna protect her. This is worse than denying him. I thought the worst of him. Like everybody else.
Don't be mad at him, Devante says.
And it's funny because I can hear Khalil asking me not to be mad, too. I'm not, I sigh. Okay, I was a little mad. I just hate how he's being called a thug and shit when people don't know the whole story. You said it, he wasn't a gangbanger. And if everybody knew why he sold drugs, then
they wouldn't think he was a thug, like me.
Oh, damn. I didn't mean.
It's cool, he says. I get it. I guess I am a thug. I don't know. I did what I had to do. King Lords was the closest thing me and Dalvin had to a family.
But your mama, I say, and your sisters.
They couldn't look out for us like King Lords do, he says. Me and Dalvin looked out for them. With King Lords, we had a whole bunch of folks who had our backs no matter what. They bought us clothes and shit our mama couldn't afford and always made sure we ate.
He looks at the counter.
It was just cool to have somebody take care of us for a change, instead of the other way around.
Oh. A shitty response, I know.
Like I said, nobody likes selling drugs, he says. I hated that shit, for real. But I hated seeing my mama and my sisters go hungry, you know?
I don't know. I've never had to know. My parents made sure of that.
You got it good, then, he says. I'm sorry they talking about Khalil like that, though. He really was a good dude. Hopefully one day they can find out the truth.
Yeah, I say quietly. Devante. Khalil. Neither one of them thought they had much of a choice. If I were them, I'm not sure I'd make a much better one. Guess that makes me a thug, too. I'm going for a walk, I say, getting up. My head's all over the place. You can have the rest of the graham crackers and peanut butter. I leave. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know much of anything anymore. 14. I end up at Maya's house. Truth be told, that's the farthest I can go in Uncle Carlos's neighborhood before the houses start looking the same. It's that weird time between day and night when the sky looks like it's on fire and mosquitoes are on the hunt. All of the lights at the Yang house are already on, which is a lot of lights. Their house is big enough for me and my family to live with them and have a little wiggle room. There's a blue Infiniti coupe with a dented bumper in the circular driveway. Haley can't drive for shit. No lie. It stings a little knowing they hang out without me. That's what happens when you live so far away from your friends. I can't get mad about it. Jealous, maybe, not mad. That protest shit, though? Now that makes me mad. Mad enough to ring the doorbell. Besides, I told Maya the three of us could talk. So fine. We'll talk. Mrs. Yang answers, her Bluetooth headset around her neck.
Star! She beams and hugs me. So good to see you. How is everyone?
Good, I say. She announces my arrival to Maya and lets me in. The aroma of Mrs. Yang's seafood lasagna greets me in the foyer. I hope it's not a bad time, I say.
Not at all, sweetie. Maya's upstairs. Haley, too. You're more than welcome to join us for dinner.
No, George, I wasn't talking to you, she says into her headset, then mouths at me, my assistant, and rolls her eyes a little.
I smile and take off my Nike dunks. In the Yang house, shoe removal is part Chinese tradition, part Mrs. Yang likes people to be comfy. Maya races down the stairs wearing an oversized t-shirt and basketball shorts that almost hang to her ankles.
Star!
She reaches the bottom, and there's this awkward moment where her arms are out like she wants to hug me, but she starts lowering them. I hug her anyway. It's been a while since I got a good Maya hug. Her hair smells like citrus, and she hugs all tight and motherly. Maya leads me to her bedroom. White Christmas lights hang from the ceiling. There's a shelf for video games. Adventure Time memorabilia all around, and Haley in a beanbag chair, concentrating on the basketball player she's controlling on Maya's flat screen.
Look who's here, Hales,
Maya says. Haley glances up at me.
Hey.
Hey.
It's awkward central in here.
I step over an empty Sprite can and a bag of Doritos and sit in the other beanbag chair. Maya closes her door. An old-school poster of Michael Jordan in his famous Jumpman pose is on the back. Maya belly flops onto her bed and grabs a controller off the floor.
You want to join in, Star?
Yeah, sure. She hands me a third controller and we start a new game. The three of us against a computer-controlled team. It's a lot like when we play in real life, a combination of rhythm, chemistry, and skill. But the awkwardness in the room is so thick it's hard to ignore. They keep glancing at me. I keep my eyes on the screen. The animated crowd cheers as Haley's player makes a three-pointer. Nice shot, I say. Okay, cut the crap. Haley grabs the TV remote and flicks the game off, turning to a detective show instead. Why are you mad at us? Why did you protest? Since she wants to cut the crap, may as well get right to it. Because, she says, like that's reason enough. I don't see what the big deal is, Star. You said you didn't know him. Why does that make a difference? Isn't a protest a good thing? Not if you're only doing it to cut class. So you want us to apologize for it even though everybody else did it too? Haley asks. Just because everyone else did it doesn't mean it's okay. Shit, I sound like my mother. Guys, stop, Maya says. Haley, if Star wants us to apologize, fine. We can apologize. Star, I'm sorry for protesting. It was stupid to use a tragedy just to get out of class. We look at Haley. She sits back and folds her arms. I'm not apologizing when I didn't do anything wrong. If anything, she should apologize for accusing me of being racist last week. Wow, I say. One thing that irks the hell out of me about Haley? The way she can turn an argument around and make herself the victim. She's a master at this shit. I used to fall for it, but now? I'm not apologizing for what I felt, I say. I don't care what your intention was, Haley. That fried chicken comment felt racist to me. Fine, she says. Just like I felt it was fine to protest. Since I won't apologize for what I felt and you won't apologize for what you felt, I guess we'll just watch TV. Fine, I say. Maya grunts like it's taking everything in her not to choke us. You know what? If you two want to be this stubborn, fine. Maya flicks through channels. Haley does that BS move where you look at someone out the corner of your eye, but you don't want them to know that you care enough to look, so you avert your eyes. At this point, it's whatever. I thought I came to talk, but yeah, I really want an apology. I look at TV. A singing competition. A reality show. 1:15, a celebrity dance. Wait, back up, I tell Maya. She flicks through the channels, and when he appears again, I say, right there. I've pictured his face so much. Actually seeing it again is different. My memory is pretty spot on. A thin, jagged scar above his lip, bursts of freckles that cover his face and neck. My stomach churns and my skin crawls, and I want to get away from 1:15. My instinct doesn't care that it's a photograph being shown on TV. A silver cross pendant hangs from his neck, like he's saying Jesus endorses what he did. We must believe in a different Jesus. What looks like an older version of him appears on the screen, but this man doesn't have the scar on his lip, and there are more wrinkles on his neck than freckles. He has white hair, although there's still some streaks of brown in it.
My son was afraid for his life, he says. He only wanted to get home to his wife and kids.
Pictures flash on the screen. 1:15 smiles with his arms draped around a blurred out woman. He's on a fishing trip with two small blurred out children. They show him with a smiley golden retriever, with his pastor and some fellow deacons who are all blurred out, and then in his police uniform. Officer Brian Cruz Jr. has been on the force for 16 years, the voiceover says, and more pics of him as a cop are shown. He's been a cop for as long as Khalil was alive, and I wonder if in some sick twist of fate, Khalil was only born for this man to kill.
A majority of those years have been spent serving in Garden Heights, the voiceover continues.